From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The IOC says Russian athletes may participate, but the International Olympic Committee has decided not to ban all Russian teams from competing in next month's Rio Olympics over allegations of an elaborate doping scheme, but they will have to toe the line on a certain criteria before they will be allowed to participate. The announcement came after a meeting on Sunday. Thomas Bach is the president of the IOC.
Every human being is entitled to individual justice. There we have set the bar to the absolute limit for how Russian athletes can achieve to compete in Rio. All of them have to meet individually these number of very strict criteria we have established today.
Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says he's grateful to the IOC for not imposing a blanket ban on Russians competing in the Games. He said that the majority of Russians' team complies with IOC criteria on doping and will be able to compete in Rio. He said these criteria are, of course, very tough, but this is a particular challenge for our team, and I can say I'm absolutely sure that the majority of the Russian national team will fulfill these criteria. Member of Turkey's ruling and main opposition parties are rallying together in support of democracy and to condemn the bloody coup attempt on July the 15th. The rally, held under tight supervision on Sunday in Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square, was called for by Turkey's largest opposition group, the Secular Republican People's Party. They're joined together by other opposition party and President Tayyip Erdogan's Islamic Justice and Conservative Party, which has ruled Turkey since 2002.